Good afternoon. A northwest breeze ushered in a much cooler air mass behind the front that brought all the rain yesterday through the afternoon. Eventually, most places returned to a mixture of sunshine and clouds, although clouds hung on tough this afternoon through parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Even a few showers across parts of the Champlain Valley this afternoon, but most places will dry out nicely tonight, and with high pressure building in from the Great Lakes, we'll continue to see clearing skies and cool temperatures. As the wind relaxes a bit overnight, readings will drop back quickly through the 60s and 50s, and overnight lows will be in the 40s and lower 50s across the region. The same high pressure center will hold on through the day tomorrow, keeping skies mostly sunny, and with a nice rebound, high temperatures will be back up into the middle 70s on average. The high will dominate through the day on Friday, keeping skies partly to mostly sunny and a nice warming trend with highs reaching into the upper 70s. A weak disturbance will head our way from the south for the weekend. This will increase the clouds a bit from time to time, but I think it'll be dry throughout the region, and temperatures both days over the weekend will reach just about 280 degrees. A bigger shower chance as we enter the early portion of next week on Monday and Tuesday, with highs remaining in the lower 80s. Taking a look at the weather across the country, the front that blasted through our area yesterday has stalled out in the deep south. As a result, showers and thunderstorms have become common across parts of the southeastern states, especially coastal sections of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Flood watches have been issued for these areas, as well as the extreme western panhandle of Florida. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Silver Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon and into the evening, with mostly clear skies in New York City, temperatures will be sliding back into the 60s. Boston, sunny skies leading to a clear evening, temperatures dropping back into the 60s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and mostly clear overnight, with temperatures back into the 50s by early morning tomorrow. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 97 set in 1988, and the record low 44 in 1941. Sunset this evening at 7:58 p.m., sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:02 a.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly clear and chilly tonight, with lows in the lower to middle 40s, even some 30s across the higher terrain. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, with highs in the lower 70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear skies tonight, with lows dropping back into the lower 50s. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we'll have mostly clear skies tonight, chilly with lows near 50, and lots of sunshine tomorrow, with highs reaching up into the lower 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with high temperatures back into the lower and middle 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. Lots of sunshine for the day tomorrow, with highs in the mid-70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies averaging in the mid-70s. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s. Over the weekend, cloudy periods, otherwise a good deal of sunshine, and temperatures reaching up into the lower 80s, and a chance of showers on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.